Hello, everybody, and it's Liz here, I'm afraid, with the sport. Sorry, because Cliff is not very well, and John's away. So it's just me, and I haven't got any match reports because I didn't have a Sentinel, but I've just gone and bought one. So I am going to read something in a minute about Vale. But first of all, I'll just start and run through the three leagues, the Championship first. Stoke lost on Saturday, that's Saturday the 20th. They lost 1-0 at QPR. But the week before, I'm very, very, very cheerful about this because this is the team that me and my fellow Villa fans, we love them to lose. Stoke beat Birmingham 1-0 on the 13th. Laurel scored in the 21st minute. So they won on the 13th. They lost on Saturday the 20th at QPR. And they've got Norwich on the 27th of September. That's this Saturday coming, at 3 p.m. kickoff. They are still second, despite losing. They're still second. They've got 12 points from six games. And Norwich are 15th. So on paper, they should beat Norwich. But that's who they've got on Saturday. Now, Port Vale, I will talk about Arsenal in a minute. If you're a Port Vale fan thinking, why is she wittering on about Saturday, I'll come to that. But Port Vale, they play Barnsley away on the 27th, and Barnsley are currently sixth, so that's going to be quite tough. But on Saturday the 20th, they did beat Mansfield Town at home, and they've been winning lately, so hopefully, because it's a struggle for teams that have just been promoted. So Port Vale aren't doing too badly. They won 2-1 at home against Mansfield Town, and they're 19th. They're 19th in League One. They've got 8 points after nine games. So, and as I say, they're playing Barnsley on the 27th. Now, Crewe in League Two. Now, Crewe lost 1-0 at Barrow. And this coming Saturday, the 27th, they're going to play Notts County at home, and the kickoff is 12:30. So if anyone is intending to go, get your skates on, because it's a 12:30 kickoff. Crewe are currently 12th. They've got 13 points after nine games, and Notts County is 7th. So again, on paper, that could be fairly tough. But it's very, very tight. Where Crewe are 12th, it's very, very tight on points. So they're not far off, that far off Notts County. But anyway, that's the position of our three teams. And now I will come on to tonight. Now, I'm talking on the 24th. It's currently about 2 p.m. And at 8 p.m. tonight, the Vale are going to play Arsenal in the Carabao Cup. And I don't really know what to do because I'm going to read you all sorts of stuff about Vale. And by the time you get this, it could be a damp squib, but or it could be a marvellous win. Remember when they beat Spurs all those years ago in the 1980s, early 1980s. So I'll read this anyway. It promises to be a night to remember as Moores Vale entertain Arsenal in the Carabao Cup. Valiants are gunning for Prem scalp. This is written by Clive Yolton. Very funny, Clive, because he said gunning, because, of course, Tim won't understand why that's a pun, but he knows nothing about football. They are playing the Gunners. Darren Moore says he wants his Port Vale side to relish the test provided by Arsenal in tonight's Carabao Cup. The third round clash will take place in front of a packed Vale Park and be broadcast live on television as the Valiants attempt to upset the Premier League side. Boss Moore says he's looking forward to pitting his wits against Gunners boss Mikel Arteta. It's a wonderful game for us all connected at the football club, he told Port Vale TV. For us to be going into a cup tie with arguably one of the renowned names in the football world, not just in Europe, it's going to be a wonderful occasion. It's an evening to come together and perform at our level best. To see a full stadium will be a proud moment. It's one of those games we, as a football club, are challenging ourselves and competing against ourselves every single week to be in these situations. Every single week you are trying to prepare to be the best. And every single week you are trying to prepare your details to be the best. And that's in the league. Like it or not, the team we are playing forces you to be at your best. There is no room for error, really. That's what we are looking for in terms of your work, your preparation, your performance on the night. You are going to be have to be at your best. Why is that? Because of the level of opponent you are up against. He added, we are playing a team that is looking to be one of the front runners to win the Premier League. So it's a cup match, a one-off game. The players get the chance to pit their wits against a very elite group while wanting to become elite themselves. So that's the preparation, that's the detail. How can Moore use his experience of playing and managing at the top level? I can tell the players about the level they operate, how they play the game. The tempo is different week in, week out. That is a given because of where they play, he added. So it's about getting certain messages into the group and getting them to understand real quickly in terms of when they step into the arena, what is going to be ahead of them. He continued, there's a generation of Port Vale fans who have not seen a top team come here who will get to experience it. There's a group of fans that were here and saw that team 20 years ago who will be here to experience it again. The energy of the crowd will be there, which is great. The players all want to play, are vying to play, and we have to make sure we remain professional and prepare the best they can. Moore indicated he would keep the same team, having veered away from last season's policy of making multiple changes. Our team selection, he added, I wouldn't call it a tough decision, but a welcome decision to know that you've got a group of players performing to how they should perform. So all I can say now is good luck, Vale. And I hope that when everybody hears this, well, what can I say? Hopefully they'll have won. Anyway, so I'm going on to a totally different story. And now I'm going to talk about star Hannah, is the world's number one at the Ballon d'Or. Now, this is Hannah Hampton, who was the English goalie who was absolutely brilliant with the Women's Euros a few weeks ago. Well, was it only a few weeks ago? It seems ages ago now. She's absolutely brilliant. And how did she become a goalkeeper? Well, this is why I'm reading this. It's because of Stoke City stalwart Andrew Frost. So I'm going to shout out for Andrew Frost. I don't normally read national articles, but I will read this. So Hannah Hampton gave a shout out to Stoke City stalwart Andrew Frost as she received the Yazin Trophy at the Ballon d'Or Awards. The 24-year-old superstar, who was a key player as England retained the Women's European Championship title this summer, was turned from striker into goalkeeper by Frost during 5 years in Stoke's youth setup. She stepped in first in an emergency, but it was Frost who was adamant about her international potential in that new position and was able to convince her and her family to take it on. It was an against-the-odds transformation, considering Hampton has no depth perception, but she has gone on to prove him spectacularly right. In the last few months, she has won a domestic treble with Chelsea, as well as the Euros, and an incredible chapter was capped at the Ballon d'Or event in Paris on Monday night. This was the first year that the Yazin Trophy for the world's best goalkeeper has recognised the best in the women's game as well as the men's. Frost has had a catalogue of different roles behind the scenes at Stoke over nearly 20 years. He has been a coach and champion for the women's side of the club as well as the youth coach on the boys' side. He became head of academy recruitment in 2022. I'd like to say a massive thank you to France Football for this award, said Hampton. I don't think it's an achievement for me personally. I think it's an achievement for women's goalkeeping that the award is finally now taking part. I stand on the shoulders of so many great goalkeepers of the past, sitting alone with my fellow nominees. It's an honour to be a part of such an incredible group and the aspiring keepers of the future generation coming through and training so hard. I'd love to just thank my family, my brother who's here tonight, for all the sacrifices that you made growing up, driving me around everywhere so I can fulfill my dream and be here tonight. To all the many coaches, there are so many, and she goes on to name them. I won't name them all, but she does say from Frosty at Stoke, and then to all the coaches at Birmingham, Villa, Chelsea, and she goes on a little list, and to Serena Wiegmann, of course. But I'm going to miss out all of that, but I'll do her final paragraph. And finally, Grandpa, I love you and miss you every day. I hope I did you proud, and we did it. Thank you. Now, Hannah Hampton, I don't know if listeners know, I presume listeners know this, she has got an eyesight problem, and it's mainly, she's had about three operations when she was a very, very, you know, tiny baby, I think, and then a little girl. And her left eye, she still has problems. She said, she's on Woman's Hour, she said she has sort of floating vision a bit in her left eye, but despite having vision problems, as we all know, she's an absolutely marvellous goalkeeper. So I've read that because there's a little local interest and an eyesight interest there. And I think that's me wrapping up. So all I can say is I hope on by the time we get to about 10 o'clock tonight, Arsenal, like Villa, are out of the Carabao Cup and Port Vale are through. So I'll just say good luck to Vale. And that's my sport for today.